free Nelson Mandela. It was a pop song.
Right. From when?
The 80s.
You were alive then?
When I was alive, yeah. That's right. Now I'm dead, or half dead. So I think Peter would, our son, would agree with, that we're not completely alive anymore. Right.
So has your freedom been curtailed?
It has, hugely, by having a wife and a child. I hardly have any freedom now.
Right, okay. So it's really important that we read about the freedoms in the European Charter.
Maybe so, yes. I don't know if it's going to get rid of a wife and a child, though.
But what you're actually saying is that I curtailed your right as put down in the European Charter.
Absolutely.
Of Article 11, Charter of Fundamental Rights of European Union, Article 11, Freedom of Expression.
Yeah. Okay, let's get on with it.
Right. Welcome to Dithering on the Edge of Europe, the podcast about what it feels like to be European and live in the UK. I'm Carola Böhm, German wife, mother, academic, and living here in the UK.
And I'm Rich McCarthy. I'm house husband, ex lots of other things, and also living here in the UK. I'm British European, and that's the way around, I think I think of it.
Right. We're going to do the second part of our explorations of the Charter.
Of the European Charter, yeah.
Yeah, the Charter of Fundamental Rights of the European Union.
And it's chapter two today. Freedoms.
There are only, how many chapters are there?
I think, is it seven?
So there are seven chapters, you were absolutely right. And actually, just before we get started, I did a bit of checking because I wasn't quite sure where we are.
Effectively, we were going to adopt all European laws apart from this charter that we're talking about. But the House of Lords said, no, keep that in as well. So as it stands now, the amended Act of Parliament for that is to adopt all European laws.
Who knows what happens? We're a bit in a chaos, aren't we?
Yeah, in this crazy, crazy country of the UK.
There's right. A two-page briefing, and then there's a larger document, a 70-page document, which looks at article by article of where you would find equivalent law or case law in
UK law.
In UK law.
Right. You just want to start all of these off with the first sentence, don't you?
Yeah.
Which is great. Okay.
You know, and we've talked about the Charter before, and especially the first sentence, which we tried to remember just recently, but we hadn't memorized it. But it is such a nice sentence. Do you want to just read that?
Okay. The peoples of Europe, in creating an ever closer union among them, are resolved to share a peaceful future based on common values.
It's nice.
It is. And the whole point is, we don't want to go to war with each other.
Yes.
Because the peoples of Europe are what caused the two world wars that we've had.
Yeah.
So we want to some people well before our time decided that they wanted to put a stop to that. Okay. So shall we read through it?
Right. So chapter two.
Okay. So article 6, right to liberty and security. Everyone has the right to liberty and security of person. Article 7, respect for private and family life. Everyone has the right to respect for his or her private and family life, home, and communications. That definitely hasn't been followed in Britain. I think largely because of the press. Our media are awful about respecting these privacy issues. Should I be able to hack into some celebrity's mobile phone just because they're a celebrity? No.
We, of course, know that the phone hacking scandal has happened and there was an inquiry and there were results that came out of it that basically confirmed your view on that phone hacking is just simply criminal. And, of course, the world of the news is not with us anymore.
The news of the world, not the world of the news.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were one of the people doing it. Okay, protection of personal data. One, Everyone has the right to protection of personal data concerning him or her.
Such data must be processed fairly for specified purposes and on the basis of consent of the person concerned or some other legitimate basis laid down by the law. Everyone has the right of access to data which has been collected concerning him or her and the right to have it rectified.
Mm-hmm. Okay, part three. Compliance with these rules shall be subject to control by an independent authority.
And of course, you know, that's interesting because although it was legally binding from 2009, the GDPR, EU Data Protection Regulations, came only into force last year, I believe.
So, yeah.
And it is actually quite interesting that it took such a long time. And again, it's an example. All in all, you know, we turned it around and it's now, you know, within a year, it's something which is just there and people do. And, you know, we'll see how it evolves.
Well, maybe. I know that I found it. Personally, I found it's great because suddenly my emails, all those horrible millions of emails that I get, just disappeared overnight.
Good.
But they've all come back again. And it's partly because every time I go to a website, you know, if I'm interested in a bit of news, perhaps I click on that, I go to the website and it says, oh, cookies, agree to this or disagree, or you want to manage your cookies. So I go to manage cookies. And then I looked at managing cookies, and there's a big whole spiel about
they don't make it
information,
easy.
But there is nowhere to manage your cookies. I don't know. Maybe there's some method of doing this that I'm not aware of, probably.
Yeah, and again, you know, when we're talking about drifting, you know, from Europe or towards the West, or, you know, it is actually quite interesting to think about protection, data protection laws in relation to digital media. That, you know, the freest country in terms of data protection laws is probably America, is the US. And then if you go towards more protection, citizens' protection, then, you know, the next country is probably the EU with certain citizens' protections, with the GDPR, but still a lot of freedom of expression and media. And then when you go further, even more controlled is China, which, of course, you know, you have very curtailed internet. You know, I think, again, the GDPR, although there might be a hassle at the moment, I think it has been a big achievement of balancing freedoms and citizen rights.
Mm-hmm. Article 9, the right to marry and right to found a family. The right to marry and the right to found a family shall be guaranteed in accordance with the national laws governing the exercise of these rights.
The Charter is built upon the Convention of Human Rights, and I think their gender was still specified, and actually with the Charter now they've specified it more neutrally so that if gay marriages are possible within
the national law,
then there's no
okay.
problem. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Article 10. Oh, this one is about freedom of thought, conscience and religion. So number one, everyone has the right to freedom of thought, conscience and religion. This right includes freedom to change religion or belief and freedom, either alone or in community with others and in public or in private, to manifest religion or belief in worship, teaching, practice and observance. Number two, the right to conscientious objection is recognised in accordance with the national laws governing the exercise of this right.
Anything happened to you this week?
Yes.
To do with freedoms?
No, I don't think so. To do with freedom. Well, I think there's a lot of freedoms that we just take for granted, aren't there? So I've been able to say pretty much what I wanted to say. I didn't Twitter some things because you got annoyed with me when I tweeted what I wanted to Twitter at other times.
No. I taught you how to not...
Because you got annoyed with me, that's why.
No. I taught you how to not reinforce the... What do you call it? The...
You think I was shouting on Twitter.
Yeah, but you were shouting on Twitter.
When I put something like, lock him up next to... after a thing about Donald Trump breaking the law.
Yes.
Because I thought, and I had an exclamation mark at the end of it, which you think means that I'm shouting on Twitter.
Yes.
Maybe other people think that too.
Article 11, freedom of expression and information. Everyone has the right to freedom of expression. This right shall include freedom to hold opinions and to receive and impart information and ideas without interference by public authority and regardless of frontiers.
That's what podcasts are all about, baby.
Yes, exactly. Absolutely. Second, the freedom and pluralism of the media shall be respected.
So we wondered what the word pluralism meant.
Yes, and diversity and differing opinions should be respected in media.
Mate, so maybe I need to have a long-winded Twitter after it, expressing all of that.
But what you're actually saying is that I curtailed your right as put down in the European Charter.
Absolutely.
Of Article 11, Charter of Fundamental Rights of European Union, Article 11, Freedom of Expression.
That's it. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to sue you.
This might be standing in conflict with the right to privacy. So on the one hand, you've got freedom of expression and information. And so there are different kinds of articles, as we read, that might stand in conflict with each other, where then, you know, a case law might need to understand that in a specific context.
Say if I became prime minister tomorrow and people said, well, it's amazing, Rich McCarthy becomes prime minister out of nowhere. And I say, oh, it's all down to my home life, and I invite people in. And some papers might say, what a terrible home life. Other people might say, what a great home life. And that's where the pluralism comes in. But they respect my privacy in terms of they talk about what I allow them to, you know, what I invite them in to see. But then they wouldn't talk about if they went upstairs and hunted around underneath my bed or something, then they couldn't talk about that. Hopefully I don't keep too many. I don't keep very many things under the bed. Plenty old blankets and stuff.
Yes, there are quite a lot of boxes under our bed. Well, let me give you an extreme example. And I know that to be true in Germany, for instance. Germany has quite rigid laws against Holocaust denials, much more than the UK, for instance.
Yeah.
And certainly much more than in the US. So you could argue that that is a restriction of the freedom of expression. And in the German context, it fits with protection, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Article 12, freedom of assembly and of association.
Part 1, everyone has the right to freedom of peaceful assembly and to freedom of association at all levels, in particular in political, trade union and civic matters, which implies the right of everyone to form and to join trade unions for the protection of his or her interests. Part 2. Political parties at union level contribute to expressing the political will of the citizens of the union.
Yeah. Right. And the next one is, of course, a nice one. Freedom of the arts and sciences, Article 13. The arts and scientific research shall be free of constraint. Academic freedom shall be respected. So Article 13, you know, is really an emphasis of Article 11, freedom of expression and information in some ways, isn't it? But I think, you know, there's a conscious decision to foreground the arts and the sciences. And I think that's important in our contemporary era where, you know, there's a real threat to reason and facts and knowledge and experts. But it's nice.
Yeah. And it's, I think it's different from freedom of expression and information because this is research, not expression. They're two different things. Article 14, right to education. Number 1, everyone has the right to education and have access to vocational and continuing training. Part 2, this right includes the possibility to receive free compulsory education. And part 3, the freedom to found educational establishments with due respect for democratic principles, that's important, I think, and the right of parents to ensure the education and teaching of their children in conformity with their religious, philosophical and pedagogical convictions shall be respected in accordance with the national laws governing the exercise of such freedom and right.
What kind of freedom did our son have? He had to do his mock GCSEs.
Too much freedom, because he didn't do enough revision.
Oh, right.
So oh, no. I am going to curtail his freedoms next year.
Are you going to quote him article?
I don't care about what article I'm going to quote him. He's just going to... The Riot Act, I think, is what he gets read.
Well, he has the right of...
We read him the Riot Act.
Right, there is no Riot Act in the Charter.
No, it's a saying, though.
There is a right to education.
Yes, a right, not a...
Riot.
Compulsion to education.
So we can read him Article 14.
Okay.
And say how much it is a freedom that we make him study.
No, it's not a freedom. We're just going to say it's our way or the highway and blah, 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 blah. You've got to do this, otherwise you're for it. We won't give you any pocket money anymore. We'll cut off your phone. We will not help you fix your phone because it needs fixing again. You know, we've got to do all that stuff. That's being a parent. That's being a tyrannical parent, making your child do the thing that they're supposed to do.
Which means that we're also curtailing his Article 11, right of freedom of expression and information.
Yeah.
So that sets us right.
Yeah. And hopefully it'll set him right. That's the whole point.
Yeah. And I think it's quite a stretchy topic. So, yeah, if you do consider Britain, where you would be allowed to take your children out of school and teach them, homeschool, teach them, whereas in Germany, that's against the law. So there are quite divergent views about that, what is legally possible and what is not. Similarly, of course, in the UK, you have the possibility of founding your own private school. So there is a broad range of diversity in the ideology about compulsory education and founding of educational establishments.
Yeah, I presume that the problem that has occurred in some establishments in Britain is basically down to lack of checking by, you know, we don't have enough people to go around schools and check that they're doing things correctly.
Well, you wouldn't need to check it. It would be all led by local authorities, as it was. But no, we created this free market within the educational system.
Yeah. So now we don't have the people in the local authorities to be able to check for those things.
And it's the same thing again and again, what, of course, the Conservative government loves doing. It sort of says, yeah, we're going to unregulate a sector, a public sector, and then they realize, oh, there needs to be some regulation. So they've just saved a lot of money because suddenly local authorities don't have to deal with education anymore, but suddenly it needs to have a centralized regulator like Ofsted or like OFS in higher education. And I would say, you know, overall, that is an immense amount of regulation. Mm. Also, decision-making and regulation is central and not devolved, which means that it's not agile, it cannot adapt to the local contexts. Mm-hmm. With the Conservatives at the moment, when they realize a sector is not doing as well, a public sector is not doing as well, their solution is to put more standardization and more regulation in place rather than to devolve.
Mm.
Because of the regulatory frameworks like Ofsted, there's such a high risk attached to experiment with your management of schools and leadership in schools, that nobody actually experiments with the way they facilitate the learning in their establishments, and there's an increase of conformity because the risks are so high.
Okay, Article 15, freedom to choose an occupation and right to engage in work. 1. Everyone has the right to engage in work and to pursue a freely chosen or accepted occupation. 2. Every citizen of the Union has the freedom to seek employment, to work, to exercise the right of establishment, presumably that's living somewhere, and to provide services in any member state.
And of course, that's the basis of, you know, the four freedoms of, you know, the movement of goods, movement of capital, services and labour. And of course, we're losing the four freedoms of the European single market with exiting.
Yeah. And 3. Nationals of third countries who are authorised to work in the territories of the member states are entitled to working conditions equivalent to those of citizens of the Union. So if we have somebody working from Nicaragua or the United States or India or anywhere in the UK, then obviously they have to have the same working conditions as British folk or Finnish folk or French folk or anybody else.
Article 16, freedom to conduct business. The freedom to conduct a business in accordance with community law and national laws and practices is recognised.
Great, that seems good. Article 17, right to property. Everyone has the right to own, use, dispose of and bequeath his or her lawfully acquired possessions, No one may be deprived of his or her possessions except in the public interest, and in the cases and under the conditions provided for by law, subject to fair compensation being paid in good time for their loss. The use of property may be regulated by law insofar as is necessary for the general interest. And two, intellectual property shall be protected.
Yeah, I find it actually strange that intellectual property is part of right to property, because it's something quite separate. You know, if you own a house, you can sell the house, and it's very clear with the ownership. But if you create a song, mm-hmm. you know, there is something which is, I feel, there's slightly more problematic there.
Why?
It's more complex than other types of property of tangible things. Mm-hmm. Unlike traditional property, intellectual property is indivisible. An unlimited number of people can consume an intellectual good without it being depleted. So not only do we live now in a world where there is unlimited reproducibility of digital content, for instance, and with it comes, you know, digital expressions of intellectual goods, but also we now live in a world where the hooking it up to an individual creator is highly problematic. But anyway, that's maybe an excursion into intellectual property, but that's why, you know, that was my view why it feels slightly problematic to put that into the same category as under just simply right to property. It's a different type of property.
Article 18, right to asylum. The right to asylum shall be guaranteed with due respect for the rules of the Geneva Convention of 28th of July 1951 and the Protocol of 31st of January 1967 relating to the status of refugees and in accordance with the treaty establishing the European Community. Article 19, the last one, under freedoms, protection in the event of removal, expulsion or extradition. So 1, collective expulsions are prohibited, so you can't round up a bunch of people and get rid of them. No pogroms allowed in the EU. Number 2, no one may be removed, expelled or extradited to a state where there is a serious risk that he or she would be subjected to the death penalty, torture, or other inhuman or degrading treatment or punishment. So before this time, we had broken that, but, I mean, this wasn't in existence then. During the Iraq War, we allowed people to be moved to Guantanamo, for example, and turned a blind eye to it, even though that we knew that they were going to be tortured, unfortunately.
Yeah.
The UK. Although I hasten to add, a lot of people in the UK weren't aware of it at the time.
You know, the European Court of Human Rights has done some rules, but not in terms of Britain, but rather Italy. rules, Italy breached rights of asylum seekers returned to Greece.
All right.
So this was back in 2014. The European Court of Human Rights has today ruled by majority that Italy breached the rights of 4 Afghan asylum seekers who were indiscriminately returned to Greece.
So, that's the end of freedoms then.
I hope not.
Well, that's the end of our discussion of the chapter of freedom.
Yes. So if you enjoyed the show, please do leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.
Yes, if you're as boring as we are. And that's goodbye from us. Until next time. Hello and goodbye. And all we're here to do is say goodbye.
Goodbye for now.
And goodbye for ever. Goodbye for now and goodbye.
Have a fabulous week. Goodbye for now.
And have a fabulous week. Goodbye.